Hello and welcome to this episode of Grazia Beauty Life Lessons. I'm Jolie, Grazia's Beauty and Health Director, and this is the podcast where we get tips, advice, and stories from women who really know their beauty. Today, I'm chatting with a professional makeup artist who started her career in-store on makeup counters and has since soared to social media stardom with an Instagram community of over 2.7 million.
Hi, I'm Jamie Genevieve. I am a makeup artist, a content creator, and I am also the founder of my new brand, Vive.
Jamie started at Estée Lauder, then went across the department store to Illamasqua. She soon amassed regular clients who would return again and again, asking to emulate her look. A signature smoky eye, bronze skin, and a perfectly applied lip. She says she misses those good old days.
It was talking. I don't think I've ever done someone's makeup without having a right good chat at the same time. And that social aspect to it, more than ever now, I miss it so much.
Good makeup, she tells us, starts with good skin. And she's made looking after her skin a ritual, taking time to do it properly twice a day.
My skincare routine is something that I just take so much joy doing. You know, we're all such busy people, but I think it's so important to take that time for yourself.
For the last few years, Jamie's been busy working behind the scenes on Vive, meaning she can also add a brand founder to her very impressive resume. If you haven't heard about Vive yet, watch this space. It's a range of beautifully luxe makeup formulas that give amazing results. I, for one, am particularly obsessed with the eyeshadow palette.
I always imagined that we would have like pop-ups and I would be able to do people's makeup the same way that they would come into a makeup counter, but it would be my product. That was always my dream.
Aside from her incredible makeup artistry, followers and brands go back to Jamie time and time again because she's also just a joy to watch, listen, to work with and spend time with. So I am very, very excited to have her on today's Grazia Beauty Life Lessons. Hi, Jamie. Oh, it's so good to have you. Nice to see your face. It's been a while.
I know, it's been ages. It feels like time's gone by so quick and so slow at the same time.
Definitely. I mean, how is 2021 so far for you?
Do you know what? It's looking promising. I've got high hopes for us all this year. I think there's going to be a lot. It's going to be a lot better for everyone, I'm hoping.
Oh, I like that positivity. Definitely. High hopes for 2021. Oh, well, yeah, let's jump straight in. Thank you so much for joining us on this Grazia Beauty Life Lessons podcast. What I want to know is your amazing advice, obviously, as a makeup artist, as a content creator, and now as a brand founder as well. A lot of experience under your belt. So maybe let's jump off and start with makeup then.
So I think that the most important thing with makeup is the fact it washes off. Have fun with it. I think it's really easy to get comfortable in your routine and, you know, having a go-to face is perfect, but have fun with it. That's one of my favorite ways to unwind is to sit at my makeup desk and like watch like a TV show or my favorite film or listen to music and really play with the way that I'm using my makeup. And I suppose if you look at me and my journey throughout the years of makeup, you'll notice that it's super different. Like the way that I did my makeup 4 years ago compared to the way I do it now is completely different. But I do love every moment in my timeline when it comes to my makeup style. And also, you might just like make friends. What if someone else loves the way that you do makeup, or what if you teach someone something new? And I think the fact, like I said, it washes off at the end of the day. So if it's a huge fail, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, and it doesn't matter. Just have fun with it. I think that's really interesting as well, because, you know, we might approach our makeup and think, yeah, it needs to be perfect. And if it's not, or if it's not what we see on YouTube and we can't do that on ourselves, that we're not going to play around as much. So I think that's a brilliant bit of advice. And you also mentioned your makeup style evolving. How would you compare your makeup style from when you started in makeup artistry to now?
So I started off working on a makeup counter for Estee Lauder. So super classic brand. We had almost like a kind of brand guideline face. It was just like an everyday face of makeup, but I still would play around. I would play around with my lip colour the most, I think. And back then I was still learning. So I wasn't amazing, but I did so enjoy playing around with my makeup. And then when I moved from Estee Lauder across the beauty hall to Illamasqua, I had the most fun. I learned a lot. I remember going down to London for training and just being so like wowed by the talent they had. They had the most amazing key artists when I worked there back, oh my God, it must be like 7 years ago, no, 8 years ago. And I really started playing around with the techniques and the styles. And I would say that it was kind of leaning towards the more gothic side of makeup. So I was quite pale, and I would do super heavy eyes and a really, really nude lip. And I was very just contour and highlight. There was no colour in my complexion, which is actually weirdly something that it's something that's so important to me now is really bringing life into my complexion. And it is with bronzers and blushers and enhancing the natural tones in my skin rather than cancelling them out with a full coverage foundation and not really adding them back in. If that makes sense?
Yeah, definitely. And just talking about blusher, it's actually something that I found I've rediscovered in lockdown a little bit more. Have you got any top tips for blusher? Because I think some people, and like even I sometimes struggle with application on which position, like whether to go straight on the apples of the cheeks, whether to take it up. What's your favourite way to wear it?
Do you know what? I am such a sucker for an 80s blush. And I remember when I was a freelancer, I had this palette that I created with like blusher singles, and I made it up this palette, and I had all the colours that I would need. And I would always use it on my clients. I would always put blush on because I saw how it completed a look, but I never did it on myself. I never used blusher on myself. And I think it's because I have slight bit of redness through my skin. I've got really bright coloured natural lips. My lips are really pink. So I always kind of withdrew from that and went more towards the nudes. But it was actually a subscriber to my channel on YouTube that said to me, you should really please just try blusher for your wedding day. And it's so funny because I'm actually saying that back. It's almost like I was getting told what to do by a subscriber and I'm meant to be a makeup artist. But it was so great. And honestly, without that person waving that flag, like, try blush, I wouldn't have done it.
I also think that's really interesting. And also how you came to create your makeup brand was listening to what your subscribers or followers wanted. And you have that, you know, how did that relationship with your subscribers and followers lead you into where you are now, which is launching Vive, your amazing makeup brand?
It's at a really good place now because everyone knows about it. But for the last 2 or 3 years, I was having my usual conversations with my audience and peers, and we would just talk about beauty because it's what we're all obsessed with. It's what we've all got this thing in common, and it's beauty. And I suppose I was kind of sneaky taking notes on what everyone was saying. And what I found was the majority of people, they want a brand that they can properly believe in, and they know where the brand's heart is. And it's a conversation as well. It's such a conversational thing. And I think that everyone goes to beauty for different reasons. And it's not as vapid as people might think. It's not just a vanity thing. It is such a special time to give for yourself in the morning. Like I love the time that I spend in the morning doing my makeup, and I love the way it makes me feel before and after. And the conversations I've been having with my subscribers and just beauty enthusiasts really did lead me to creating the Essential Collection, and then on to Sunset Blush, which is our next launch, which I have been sneaky using for...
How exciting!
Oh my God, I'm so excited. And you know what? It's funny. I think I've never really thought about it because, you know, I'm so in it that I'm not really thinking about how strange it is to launch blush, but it's so important to me. And I think as well, people are kind of scared of blush. So I think because of the way it makes me feel and the way that I can see it transforms my makeup, I wanted to launch a blush that's easy to use, but also start the conversation and like, why are you scared to use blush? What is it that makes you feel like that? And just encourage people to try it out just to see if they have the same response to it as I did, I guess.
Oh my gosh, I can't wait to try that. Can't wait to try. And also, Jamie, you just mentioned about just the kind of empowering side of makeup. You've spoken to me about it before, about working in Glasgow on counter, and women or men or anyone would sit in your chair and, you know, look to you for advice. And what, you know, when they left the chair, had their mood completely changed, and that was because of the makeup you'd done, like that transformative power of makeup.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And I do think it's such a personal thing. And a lot of people would come in to me to get their makeup done, and maybe they wouldn't leave their house without makeup, but they did to come to see me because I was going to do their makeup, obviously. But I do think it was like a complete combination between getting their makeup done, learning these tips, using products that are so right for them. But it was talking. I don't think I've ever done someone's makeup without having a right good chat at the same time. And that social aspect to it, all more than ever now, I miss it so much because obviously we're not getting that social interaction that we're used to. But I remember people coming in and it was such an exciting thing to be a part of what they were going to go and do next after getting their makeup done. Like, I've done makeup for people for their birthdays, for their weddings, obviously a huge day in someone's life, but also like people that were about to get engaged and they had no idea, but I knew because their partner had got in touch with me to book them in. And it's just,
oh, I love that.
It was the most, honestly, it was the most fun thing. And I say this
also, a very thoughtful partner.
Oh, the best.
James would have done that. I had no makeup.
No, there are really good people out there. But I think when I was doing makeup, I was so happy. I was happy doing that. Like the way that everything's happened with my online career and now launching Vive, it's such a dream come true. But to say that I was completely happy when I was, you know, working in a salon doing people's makeup, it's really fulfilling. And I suppose just being part of that person's day and making it the best experience possible for them, because it's such a personal thing. You're right in someone's space.
Yeah.
But I just so loved it. And I'm so excited for the day that I can do that for Vive. I always imagined that we would have like pop-ups and I would be able to do people's makeup the same way that they would come into a makeup counter, but it would be my product. That was always my dream.
And a product that makes people feel good. That's what I love about beauty, is that it's all there to empower us and just to make us feel good. And as you said in your first piece of advice, it's there to be play around with this makeup. It should be a tool that empowers and is fun. Okay, so maybe we go on to skincare now, because obviously that ties in with makeup so much. And, you know, your base is so much to do with your skincare. What is your best piece of skincare advice?
Exactly what you just said. Good makeup starts with good skin. It definitely does. And being able to enhance your natural skin with makeup's the best, I think. Something that I never used to do is I completely take that time for myself in the morning and at night to do a full routine. And I've made it a bit of a ritual. I really enjoy it. I love that time to myself. I'm usually like listening to music or something. And the fact that I know that it's doing my skin good and it's looking after myself, I think it's such a form of self-care. My skin's never been better since I stopped giving it a 2-minute wipe down after a full day of wearing makeup. And now, you know, I do the whole double cleansing thing. My skincare routine is something that I just take so much joy doing. You know, we're all such busy people, but I think it's so important to take that time for yourself.
And have you found, like, since, you know, lockdown last year, a lot of people I've spoken to have spent even more time on their skincare, or, you know, researched more into ingredients that might be for their specific skincare type? Have you been doing that?
Yeah, totally. Do you know something that I've started doing? And I think it's from missing it so much because you can't get facials. And also just seeing, honestly, TikTok. You can see everyone doing this on TikTok, but I give myself a facial massage with my oil. Mm-hmm. And I bring that oil right down my neck and I give my shoulders a little rub after sitting on Zoom all day. I've got a sore neck. And I've noticed a huge difference. I've noticed that my face is kind of more lifted.
And just, yeah, talking about face massage, you talked about oils. Is oil something that you switch up into your routine in winter? Are you an oil fan all year round?
I used to use oil every day and then I fell away from it for no reason. And then obviously when you're massaging your face, you need to use an oil. But ever since I started doing that, and my skin is so much happier. I think that maybe my skin was dehydrated with all the, like, we've got our heating on full blast up in Scotland. We've had a chilly winter.
And do you have a favourite facial oil? What are you using at the minute?
Honestly, the Face Gym one is amazing. They've got, I think it's the Detox Signature Facial Oil, and it is really lightweight. So I'm not a skincare expert, but I think it's non-comedogenic, so it's not going to block your pores. And I've been using it day and night for over a month and my skin is just loving it. I feel like my skin really tells me, oh, it's the best. It smells like a spa as well. So it just adds that, what do you call it when something that's like a smell brings you back? It's quite nostalgic.
But scent is, well, we're going to talk about scent a little later, but scent is so nostalgic and can do that. Okay, and what about hair? What is the best hair advice you've ever been given?
So I think something that I noticed personally, I'm trying to think, my hairdresser is amazing. Yeah, Jack Baxter, he's done my hair for the last 6 years, and my hair before going to see him and now is crazy different. But he always kind of taught me that to invest in your hair. So I have kind of, I think I've tried out a lot of stuff, and there's a lot of products that are really good, but I've kind of set on the Whey shampoo and conditioner. Oh my God, it's so good. And also I love a hair mask. Sometimes I'll put it in and like go and walk the dogs with my hair mask in, so it's in. So I like a multitasking. Oh, I know exactly what tip I want to share. Heat protection. It actually works. I don't think I used to think it worked.
It does. And often I miss it. And I shouldn't be. It's such an easy step that you can just spritz all over and then you're done.
Do you know what? I saw this amazing video, and it was bits of bread, and someone sprayed a bit of bread with heat protection, put two bits in the toaster, and when it came out, the one with heat protection hadn't cooked at all, but the other side was burnt.
What? Okay, I need to find this and share it on Grazia. And how have you been like caring for your hair in lockdown? Have you been heat styling it less? Do you think lockdown's been good for your hair?
I used to have extensions, right? And I loved my extensions, but I got them out just before lockdown, which I'm very happy about, because I cannot imagine having to deal with that myself when the time was over, if you know what I mean, when the time was up. I've just been doing loads of hair masks. I actually have been styling my hair quite a lot, just because I'm trying to keep up, you know, doing different looks to try and inspire other people to still play with their makeup during lockdown, which I've actually noticed loads of people are still doing. Loads of people want to sit down on an Instagram live, or they want to follow a tutorial, because it's such a great pick-me-up. So I do style my hair for when I'm taking any photos, or if I'm sharing like a hair tutorial or something. But I think I've been washing my hair less. For sure. I do that classic, you know, a few days of it down, and then I start putting it up, and then I start doing the slick bun, and then we repeat.
So it's almost that you have that stage of hair, like to get the most out of your hair by day three, you've got the style. And you also just mentioned about, you know, creating looks for Instagram. And even maybe just during this time, have you ever felt that was hard to do because, you know, your mood might have been low, your energy might have been low, but you had to do it because, you know, you were due to record for your followers and subscribers?
Yeah, I think that everyone's gone through it this year. No matter who you are or where you're at in life, it's just been tough all round. And I think that I did feel a bit of a duty that I had to be there for people to try and honestly give a little bit of escapism, cheer people up. I think it's really important as well to share how you're feeling. I think that there's nothing more dangerous than kidding on you're fine when other people are struggling. I think that there's something to be said for being really candid with your emotions and explaining that it's okay to not be okay right now, and, you know, do what you can when you can, and see the days that you're really struggling, give yourself that day, and don't feel bad about it. But on the days that you wake up and you feel super motivated to get stuff done, lean into it and just, you know, power through. I think there is such a balance. I spoke about it recently. I'm like 50-50 at the moment. Some days really getting on with stuff, I feel really proud of myself, I'm super productive. And then other days I feel really overwhelmed by everything, and that's fine.
And also, just like you said, giving yourself that time. Like if you do feel crap, just give yourself the day. No, I love that. Thank you, Jamie. And yeah, what a great note to just have a little bit of a break on. So we will be back with Jamie after this. And we are back with the amazing Jamie Genevieve. So we are on your fourth tip, Jamie, which is going to be about fragrance. So yes, what's the best fragrance advice that you have to give?
So I think, again, kind of like the heat protection, I didn't really believe this, but it completely works, is layering up. So using a shower gel, body lotion, and fragrance all in the same category or the same brand or the same scent, and it really does enhance the way that you smell. That sounds weird. Another thing, I think that finding your signature scent, I was really bad. I was quite fickle with perfume for a while, so I didn't really smell like one thing. I always would play with different fragrances and just try out whatever, but I feel like now I have found my scent for almost like different seasons. That's so bougie, isn't it? The wedding, again, going back to the wedding, I wore Le Labo Santal 33, classic fragrance. So many people wear it, but it still, for me, is so nostalgic. And Jack, my husband, as soon as he smells it, he actually always says that I smell like a really lovely hotel we stayed in Miami, but I think it was the same smell they used for the hotel. Anyway, but I've got a few other perfumes that I really enjoy, and I think that there's nothing nicer than getting complimented on your fragrance and people saying that smells like you. I say like quote tweet, you know, when people say, oh, that smells like you. I think that's so nice.
Oh, and I can't let you skip past the wedding. You just need to tell me a little bit more about the wedding. Was it just the best day?
Literally, I think it was one of the most magical nights of my life. Well, I mean, it was a wedding day, so of course it was. But I just remember sitting at this table that was outside, that we had this hanging canopy with all this beautiful greenery and flowers coming off it. And we had about 20 or 25 of these NARS candles all the way down. Oh, what a dream, right? So all the way down the table, and everyone that was there on that night said, as soon as they smell it, they're like, oh my God, it smells like your wedding. One bit of advice that I would give about weddings is see that small stuff, you do not care. Like, I spent hours meticulously packing my case with all these things that I thought I would do, you know, give myself a full body scrub and facial the night before. I didn't bother. Honestly, I didn't bother. It was like, it was just, it was all too exciting. It goes past so fast, which is kind of sad, but it happens because you're so excited and you're having such a great time. But one thing that I'm so delighted about is that me and my husband Jack, we make weekly vlogs. So we started 3.5 years ago when we moved into our house that we're living in right now. And we vlogged the week up to the wedding. We went to Italy. We got married in Italy. And we vlogged getting to Italy and getting to our venue and just a little bit before the wedding. And then we stopped on the wedding stay. And then we had our whole wedding celebrations all to ourselves. And then we vlogged the next week. And see, being able to go back and just watch the week before and after that wedding, I don't think we've ever been happier.
Oh, I could actually talk about weddings all day, I must say. So I was going to ask Jamie, actually, obviously, being a makeup artist, being married, what tips or advice would you give to brides in makeup? Specifically,
I have makeup artist friends that have got married, and they got a makeup artist to do their makeup. I did my own makeup, and I think that it's all about what you feel the most comfortable with. You know, friends of mine that are makeup artists, they didn't want to even think about it, didn't want to stress. They thought they would be really nervous as well. So, you know, it's quite hard doing your makeup when you're nervous. It's all about your hands and your precision. I did my own makeup. I got ready far too early, far too early. We didn't get married until 5 at night and I was sitting pretty much ready at 1. That part was annoying because I was like, I could have just chilled out all day and then done it later. But doing my makeup, it really calms me down. And it is like, it's honestly like a little bit of therapy to me. So I was really nervous and I was just so excited as well. But I am... definitely practice your makeup. If you're doing your own makeup, you have the luxury of time with your own face. So do your makeup as many times as you can. Really test out your product. So a lot of the times when I was practicing my wedding makeup, I would do it really early and then wear it all day so I could see how it would last. You know, as well, do your makeup and then watch something that will make you cry to see how your makeup's going to look after. Oh my God, I cried so much. I cried so much, but it was great. It was happy crying. I kind of went a little bit more classic than my style at that time, which I'm really happy about. So I didn't do anything too. I wanted to be able to look back at my makeup on my wedding day and think, yes, that's lovely. And maybe my style's changed. Like, I actually think that I'm a wee bit more natural with my makeup wearing now than I was. It was like a year and a half ago, but I still look back at my wedding makeup and I think it was lovely. There's so much that goes into it, but also try not to worry too much as well. I think that's really important. Don't worry. And definitely, yeah, I kind of erred on the side of caution with how much makeup I wore. Like, I probably could have even worn more, but no, I'm really happy looking back.
And one thing I would just say about brides is everyone asks me, what's the best long wearing foundation for brides?
Do you know, I actually wore two different foundations. So we kind of had two weddings by accident, and I say by accident because our second wedding party turned into a bit of a wedding as well. I wore the NARS Natural Radiant Longwear Foundation in Italy and it was perfect. And then for our wedding at home, I wore the Urban Decay Stay Naked Foundation, and when I tell you, that did not move. From, I think I did my makeup at about 11 o'clock in the morning and I went to bed about 3 o'clock in the morning. My makeup was perfect. It did not move.
Amazing. Okay, now on to number 5, a very important one. self-care. What is your best piece of self-care advice?
I think to understand that self-care is not selfish at all. I think that without you looking after yourself and giving yourself that time to be your best self, then you won't be your best self for your friends and your family. It's actually, yeah, I think looking after yourself and, you know, being healthy in your body and in your mind as well, what an amazing thing to do for your family, because they'll not have to worry about you. You know, like, I think about this all the time. I think my mum and dad, I'm really close with my mum and dad, and I like to think that they don't have to worry about me, because they know that I, you know, I peace out when I need to, and I take that time for myself. Whereas if you're someone that works themselves into burnout, it's a cause for concern, and people will worry about you. So I think if you're not doing it for yourself, do it for your friends and your family, so they don't have to worry about you, and they know that you are looking after yourself to your best ability. And I think as well that we all live such busy lives, and, you know, work can get on top of us, life can get on top of us. I think that an amazing aim is to have a whole hour at least completely to do what you love doing, whether that be your makeup, your skincare, reading, going for a walk, doing nothing. It's just so important. And don't feel like you need to always be aiming for growth.
So I'm going to be taking your advice, Jamie. And also, I feel like I need self-care is not selfish on a t-shirt. I feel like this is a branding opportunity.
Absolutely.
Okay. All right, we've done advice. Now for the final question. Beauty blunder. Talk me through it.
Oh, I've had so many. And I think that there's always learning and mistakes as well. But a few key moments, I suppose, was in high school. I definitely did not wear the foundation shade for me. Oh, no. I just think, why did we all love looking so orange? Why? Another thing that I did that was interesting, I shaved half of my eyebrows off, and I actually feel terrible because I think some others might have copied me or followed suit and also shaved half of their eyebrows off, and maybe they didn't grow back. I've seen someone say it before, but I shaved the tail of my brow off so I could draw on higher, which is a amazing technique, and it's used really commonly in drag makeup, and it's such a transformative thing. And see, if you have really light eyebrows, I would go for it. I would so do it. But I have very thick, dark eyebrows, so what you would see was a really full, thick front of my brow and then just a painted on tail. But again, I loved it back then, and I looked like I looked so lifted. But I don't think I would do it again, because when I didn't wear makeup, I had two little stubs for eyebrows. I think I've got the most resilient eyebrows because I also tweezed them to little thin lines and they grew back. I think they grew back, honestly, like 6 months or something. It wasn't long. I was very lucky. I was very, very lucky. But I also use, do you know what I use now that I am pretty obsessed with? Revita Brow and Revita Lash. I bought Revita Lash from Cult Beauty, and I started using it. And I started getting comments from people saying, do you never wash your mascara off? And I didn't have any mascara on. Because
what a compliment.
I know.
What a compliment.
So I do, that's actually something that I've really got into in the last year, is products that enhance natural beauty, like thicker brows, longer lashes. I'm trying to think what else. But I really enjoy... I've always enjoyed playing with my appearance. Sometimes it was more drastic than others, but now it's, I think natural beauty is a real touch point. I think everyone's kind of into their natural beauty, but I think what's amazing about that is it's like a spectrum. You have your natural beauty, but you always want to play with your glam makeup. And I think that it's so nice to be able to do it all and have fun with all of it and not have like one set look that's you, if that makes sense.
Yeah, no rules beauty.
Exactly.
Breaking the rules. Oh, well, Jamie, that was brilliant. Thank you so much. And yeah, lovely seeing you. So thank you so much for being part of the podcast.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. I had so much fun.
Professional makeup artist, social media star, and brand founder Jamie Genevieve, another brilliant guest on Grazia Beauty Life Lessons. Thanks again to her, and thanks again to you for being with us. Please like, share, and review the podcast if you can. It's all so helpful to us in getting the word out. Next time, we'll be getting beauty life lessons from style influencer and hair entrepreneur, Freddie Harrell.
I like to approach my hair as like a garden, a bit of a bonsai. Try to see, you know, what it reacts to, speak to it. Just, I think intuition is so important.